Mark chapter 10, we've been looking at Paul's first words in preaching a message in the book of Acts, and the theme of that message, that sermon that he had to say was summarized by the grace of God, and we have been looking at God's grace, and what a wonderful thought that is, the fact that God did it. That God's the one that works. That it is not my work or my ability or my intellect or my talent or my whatever. If anything gets done, it is God. If you're saved this morning, you are saved by grace through faith. Which means you came to God completely hopeless, completely helpless. You could not help yourself. And you came in that state, helpless and hopeless in your own ability. And you came and said, in essence, Lord, I can't. Will you please forgive me? Will you save me? Will you make me a Christian? All those terms, those phrases are correct. And then in your moment of inability, He did the work in your heart. That is grace. When somebody gets something from God that they cannot earn, they do not deserve, I've said it before, when God works in weak and wicked and worthless people, that is grace. But grace does not stop at the point of salvation. It only begins, or at least it does continue. We need grace today. And we've looked at several things, looked about how grace interrupts the satisfied and insults the sinner and introduces a Savior, involves the Spirit, insulates the ship, impairs the strong, and ensures the saint. This morning, I want to look at a work of grace that we all need. But I want to try to magnify this. Grace improves the situation. I don't know what situation you're in this morning, but I promise you something. You're in some type of situation that you need help with. And the only real help we can get is from God, and the only way we get real help from God is through His grace. In other words, He does it. In Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with the disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Kind of a strange question to ask a blind man. Especially a blind man that's just been crying out for mercy. The Lord didn't ask that question because he needed the answer. He asked that question to make sure Bartimaeus knew what he needed. He says, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. His dilemma was blindness. His problem was he could not see. And he asked the Lord, Make my situation better. He has been asking for mercy. But he gets more. He gets grace. I read the next verse. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. He's speaking more about than just the fact that his eyes now have been opened. He has received more than just help and a healing. He has received salvation. He received more than what he asked for. You know what that is? That's grace. He was wanting mercy. Amen. But he got grace. He got more than what he asked for. He says, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight. And hey, look, here's the evidence of the other work. And follow Jesus in the way. Could I mention this morning that grace improves the situation? Now, don't get bogged down when I use the word grace. I'll say it again. I am only saying that that means that God is the one who does the work. He's the one who does what is needed. It was not Bartimaeus that did that work in him, either in his eyes or in his heart. It was God. And Bartimaeus, no more than I did, deserved what God did for him. But as we walk through this thought this morning, if you notice in verse 46, he is called blind Bartimaeus. No doubt he was well known. No doubt they knew of him in the neighborhood. In other books, it talks about how there's two men, not just blind Bartimaeus, but another man who comes to the Lord for help that day and also received his sight. But here's the man. Could we look first at his condition? He is called blind Bartimaeus. That's a predominant thought that people have of him when they think about him. He is blind. He cannot see. What an awful thing to not be able to see. Think about all the beauty we're experiencing in this time of season with the blossoms and the leaves coming and all the beauty that's all around us. But if you're blind, you can't see a bit of it. To never have seen the sunrise or the sunset. To never have seen the ocean. To never have seen the face of your wife or children. He's blind. The man has a problem. His condition is drastic. He has an awful situation that he can't do a thing about. His condition is the fact that he's blind. He can't see anything. But wait a minute. He can't see himself either. He has dirt on his clothes. He doesn't know about it. If his hair is out of place, he has no idea. If there's something on his face, he doesn't know unless somebody tells him. His condition is he's blind. He can't see around, but he can't see himself either. And there's a lot of folks who are spiritually blind. And for sake of time, I'll center on the fact they can't see themselves. They can't see their true condition. Can you imagine being blind and not realizing it? Can you imagine to not be able to see and not even know it or recognize it? That's how it is spiritually with a lot of people. They're blind and they can't see themselves as they are and they don't even realize there's a problem. Can you understand with me? This man needs help from God. This man needs a touch that only God can provide. This man, you know what he needs, don't you? He needs grace. His condition, he was blind. Verse 46 also says, he said, by the highway side, begging. His condition not only says that he was blind, but he was begging. What a humiliating thing. What an humbling thing to have to beg. He couldn't work. He couldn't labor because of his blindness. And because he had a problem, it caused other problems. He was blind and he couldn't work, so he had to beg. He not only was blind, but he was begging. How humiliating that must have been. I can see little kids say, "You want to have some fun? Let's go throw rocks at blind Bartimaeus. Let's go have a good time. Let's go steal the money he's gotten today from begging." He is in a sad state. He has a terrible condition. And there's not one thing in the world he can do about it. His condition is he's blind and he's begging. But look and see what it says in verse 46. It talks about a great number of people. Understand the situation. Jesus is going through town, and by this time, his reputation has gotten big enough to where he's well known. Boy, when he comes around, the multitudes flock to him. And here's blind Bartimaeus and his buddy, and they hear a commotion. And Bartimaeus says, "What in the world is going on?" And somebody says, "It's Jesus. It's Jesus." Here's blind Bartimaeus. He can't run to the Lord because he can't even see him. He can't even head in his direction because he doesn't know what's between him and the Lord. Got a question. As Jesus walks by, who do you think was at the front of the line trying to get close to the Lord? I don't know who it was, but I know who it wasn't. It wasn't Bartimaeus, because he couldn't get, are you listening? He couldn't get to him. His condition was he's blind. He's begging. I believe also he was behind. Everybody was crowding in front of him, pushing him aside, shoving in front of him to get to the Lord. It was as though, hey, listen, if anybody gets help from the Lord, it's probably not going to be him. If anybody has a chance, he won't be the ones at the back of the line sitting down. He has once again been pushed aside. He knew of that. His whole life, he'd been shoved aside. His whole life had been a life of blindness. His whole life had been times when people said, "Push him aside, move on and get in front." He knew what it was to be pushed aside and shoved around. And once again, the Lord's coming. And everybody gets in front of him. His condition was, listen, hopeless. He was blind. He was begging. But he was behind. If anybody has a chance, it's probably not him. If anyone gets help from the Lord while he's briefly passing by, it probably won't be him. You know what he needs? He needs grace. His condition. But in verse 47, verse 48, he begins to cry for mercy. He can't see the Lord, but he's heard that he's around. And he may not see him, but he's heard that he's there. And he begins to cry, "Oh, Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy." He couldn't see the Lord, but he was hoping the Lord would hear him. I have a question. Why did Bartimaeus cry out that day? Somebody may say, it's because he was blind. I say, no, that's not the reason. He did not cry out to the Lord that day because he was blind. He cried out to the Lord that day because he knew he was blind. There's a lot of people really need help, but they don't cry out because they won't admit they need help. Their eyes have not been opened to their situation. They are not aware of their condition. They think they're okay. They think they can do pretty good. They think they're all right. And they don't cry out to the Lord because they don't even realize they need Him. He cried not because he was blind, but because he realized, I'm blind. And maybe, just maybe, there's help passing away today, passing by my way today. His cry. I believe there's some people this morning need to cry out for mercy. I believe there's some folks today who's needing grace. I believe there's people probably here this morning who needs to cry out for help. People need to cry out for help because they're sinners. I want to tell you something. If you have never accepted the Lord as your personal Savior, and if you have never had a work of grace done in your heart, you need Him. You need Him. But until you see that, until you realize that, until you admit that, you won't get help. How ridiculous would it have been for Bartimaeus to be sitting by the roadside and hear about Jesus coming by and him say, I'm all right. I'm doing pretty good. Got a little change here. I'm about as good as anybody else. I got a buddy right beside me. He's just as bad as I am. In fact, I believe I'm a little bit better than him. How much sense would that make for Bartimaeus to have a chance to get help and let that help walk by without him crying out? You say, that would have been ridiculous. Yeah. And for you to leave this service this morning without calling out to Him when you need to be forgiven, it's kind of ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense, but people do it all the time. People do it all the time. And the hell is filling up with people who just wouldn't admit their need, wouldn't face the fact that I can't work my way to heaven, wouldn't face the fact that realize their condition, I'm a dirty, rotten sinner, and I deserve to go to hell. And they just let Jesus walk on by again. And they're in hell right now. Some people need to cry out because they're sinners. Some need to cry out because they're sinful. Saved, but sinful. Yeah, it's possible. Sin controls the lives of many of God's people. Habits that we won't turn loose of. Things the Lord has shown us. The Lord has made it clear, but we won't deal with it. And instead of crying out for grace and asking God for help and saying, oh, Lord, I've got to stop this. Oh, Lord, you deserve better. But I can't do better. I can't do better. Lord, I need grace. Oh, God, do a work in my heart. I recognize my need. I'm like blind Bartimaeus. I can't help myself. I have a condition that's too big. I have a problem that's too big. My situation's too dire. I can't make myself better. I need your grace. Help me deal with this problem of my life. Some people need to, but I wonder if we will. I wonder as he passes by today, will we let him go on by again? Can I remind you something? As far as we know, this was the last time Jesus went through Jericho. Never darkened that path again. Bartimaeus got one chance, and he took it. I hope you do. I hope I will. I'm talking about not only his condition, but his cry. He cried out to the Lord because he knew, I have a need I can't do a thing about. I need my God. I need that Jesus to do a work in me. And if he doesn't, I'll stay like I am. I'll stay here blind and begging. and pushed aside. I need grace. His call, his cry. Some need to cry out for help because they're scared. Fear, doubt, worry. The real word is unbelief. And that sometimes controls people, overwhelms people. I wonder how many people that the Lord wanted to use, but they were afraid to step out and say, I'll give you what I am. I'll give you myself. I promise you something. It's not easy to sing. It's not easy to teach. It's not easy to witness. Not easy to preach. You know what we need? We need God. But there's a lot of people, I'm convinced, in the house of God who are sitting because they're afraid. I just don't think I could do that. I just don't think I can. And you're right, you can't. But He can. That's why we need grace. Call out today, God, help me, give me grace to do Your will. There are some people who need to cry out for help because they're sour. Bitterness in the heart. Anger about something. Mad at someone. And it eats at you and gnaws at you. You can't get away from it. And instead of just admitting, Father, I'm bitter. Lord, I'm angry. Lord, my spirit's not right. Father, I've got a situation. There's something wrong with me. And if You don't help me, it won't get better. Grace improves the situation. Just something about God when He melts the bitterness out of the heart. And there was just a stern, hard face with steely eyes. And all of a sudden, peace and contentment comes to the countenance. That's the grace of God. And this morning, probably there's somebody here who needs to call out for help, cry out for mercy, and hope for grace because your heart's sour. You're bitter and critical and harsh and hard inside. And if God doesn't do something to break that heart, it's not going to be softened. And God's got to do something. That's grace. His cry. He called out because He knew He had a problem. There's some people who need to cry out for help because they're skeptical. You just don't think God will anymore. There's a prayer request He hasn't answered yet. And just to be truthful and honest, you just got to where you just don't think He's going to. Why hasn't He yet? Why haven't things improved? If we're not careful, we'll get the attitude of skepticism. We'll not. What if Bartimaeus had said, yeah, I've heard that he's done a lot. And I heard somebody talking the other day about it. He healed a blind person over on the other side of the hill. I've heard a lot about this Jesus. I don't think You'll help me. It's good for somebody else, but I just don't think He'll do it for me. He would have never received His healing. He would have never gotten the help. He would have never had grace work in His life. There's a part of this story that I won't have time to really magnify this morning, but it was the faith that moved Him to get the help that He needed. There's folks that need to cry out this morning. There's folks that need to cry out because they're stubborn, just hard, refuse to even hear God. There's folks who need to cry out because they're satisfied. I don't know when we're going to get tired of being content, but it needs to happen this morning. What if just Barnabas said, I know I got a problem. And I know my problem affects my entire life. I'm begging instead of working. I'm blind instead of enjoying all that there is to see. And I know I'm not able to take care of myself. I know my clothes stink, and I know people discard me and people make fun of me. I know that, but it's not that bad. I'm just content where I am. Jesus would have walked right on by. Grace would have come by. And he wouldn't have gotten help. Until we're tired. In fact, that's where I'm going. Of where we're at, we'll not get help. I've tried to magnify his condition, his cry. Could have magnified for just a moment his change. Let's read this. Verse 49. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good cheer, rise, he calleth thee. Could I just throw something right here? It says, they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Who is the they? Who is the they that calls Bartimaeus and said, Bartimaeus, he's calling for you. Get up, boy. You know who the they are? The same ones that are just before that saying, Bartimaeus, be quiet. Bartimaeus, you're making a spectacle out of yourself. When he began to cry out, have mercy, have mercy. That bunch said, Bartimaeus, quieten down. You're embarrassing our community. We don't want him to think we're all like that. Quieten down. And now the Lord is using the ones who had hindered him to help him. Ain't God amazing? His change. Well, let's see if he was changed. Before, he couldn't see, and now he can. Reckon that's a change? Everybody knew there had been a change. Next day, Bartimaeus come to town, walking around looking. People who knew he had been blind said, Is that really him? What in the world happened to Bartimaeus? You know what? When a good work of grace happens in our lives, people notice the difference. Amen. There's a change. But they didn't just notice the difference. They didn't just notice the change. Bartimaeus noticed the change. All of a sudden, he's seeing stuff he ain't never seen before. He's going places he's never gone before. He's experiencing things he has never even dreamed of possible. You talk about a change. They know it, but he knows it. That's God's grace. Quickly now. I have a question. Why did Bartimaeus and his buddy get healed? Somebody may say because they cried out. And partially true. But as Jesus walked down that road, other people cried out. He didn't heal them. Other people were sick, and when he left, they were still sick. Other people needed help, and when he left, they still needed help. Why Bartimaeus? Why his buddy? Got three or four things very quickly. I believe first, because Bartimaeus was tired. I'm tired of not being able to see. I'm tired of being blind. I'm tired of begging. I'm tired of the situation that I'm in. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm weary. Oh, that I might see. Oh, that the situation might be changed. Oh, that maybe this God could do something for me. He was sick and tired of being blind. Got a question. Are you tired of your situation? I'm not talking about just talking about it. I'm talking about, are you sick of it? Are you tired of it? Are you tired of being where you're at? Until we're sick of it, until we're tired of it, we won't get help. I have seen people miserable in their situation and not be willing to get out, not be willing to call, not be willing to trust on the Lord. He got help because he was tired. Lord, I'm sick of this. It's controlled me, and I can't get better. I can't do better. Lord, if you don't help me, there'll be no help. There'll be no change. But I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being the way I am. Oh, God, come with grace. Oh, Lord, come to me. I'm weary in my situation. I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. I would rather die than stay where I'm at. It's one of the reasons why Bartimaeus got a work of grace in his heart that day. He not only was tired, but he was truthful. When Jesus asked him what he wanted, he admitted, "I'm blind. I am blind. I am blind." He'd said, "Well, you know, kind of low on funds. I didn't get much in my cover today. I didn't get much money. If you could just kind of help me out until I get things better. Kind of running, going through a bad spot right here. If you could just give me a little bit of money." No, he said, "I'm blind. I'm blind." He was truthful. He admitted his problem. And at the same time, he admitted his need. He admitted his helplessness. He is saying, "Jesus, I'm blind. If you don't help me when you leave, I'm still going to be blind." Will we please finally just be truthful? Will we finally just admit? If you're lost this morning, will you finally just admit the fact that you're lost? That Jesus died for you, and if you're not careful, you'll still go to hell? You're here this morning and there's a situation in your life, and it is in all of us, some big, some little, some in between. But until we're truthful, "I have a need and I can't help myself." We need to be truthful. We need to get tired and we need to get truthful. But Bartimaeus also was trusting. Jesus said it, I guess he ought to know, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Somehow in the heart of that blind man who had been blind, far as we know, all his life, he had no reason to hope that tomorrow would be any different than today as far as his vision, except for Jesus. And I'll tell you something. Sometimes things get so bad that we just lose faith. It's going to always be this way. It is as though we're saying, even God can't help me. Even the Lord can't make my situation better. But Bartimaeus, in his heart, it was smart. "I believe he can do it. I believe he's able. I've heard that he has, and I believe he will." And part of the reason, in fact, one of the big reasons was the fact that he just believed his faith. Why did Bartimaeus get help? Because he was tired. He was truthful. He was trusting. Let me close with this. Verse 52 says, they followed Jesus in the way. Now, I want you to sometime, don't do it now. Don't do it now because you'll get distracted. Do it later. Find the part in the verses where Jesus said to these men, find the part in this scripture where Jesus said to Bartimaeus, "Come on and follow me. Come on, go with me. Don't look down." By the way, it ain't there. Jesus did not say to Bartimaeus or his buddy, "Follow me." But Bartimaeus, when Jesus opened his eyes, he thought, "If you've done this for me, I just want to say, I'm yours." After you've done this for me, I can't go back home and live my own way. I can't go back to town and just enjoy my vision just because you've done so much for me. After this, I want to serve you. After this, I want to give you my all. You have opened my eyes. I want to use my eyesight for you and not for me. Could I say it like this? Bartimaeus got help because he was trustworthy. Jesus knew if he did a work of grace for Bartimaeus by opening his eyes and then by saving him at the same time, he knew Bartimaeus would not use it selfishly. A lot of people not healed because if God healed them, they'd use their health for themselves. A lot of people not blessed financially because the Lord knows I can't trust them with it. If I bless them financially, they'll use it for fun and forget about me. A lot of people can't be used by God because if God used them, they take the glory. Can God trust you with His grace? If He did help you, if He did touch you, if He did change the problem, would you use it for Him or enjoy it for yourself? Bartimaeus was trustworthy. I don't know what your situation is, but I promise you got one. There's somebody here this morning. I believe there's more than one. Your situation is you're lost. You're not really saved. You have never really been born again. And that means your situation is dire. Because there's only one of two places you can go when you leave this world. Either straight to heaven or straight to hell. And without the Lord, without grace, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Unless that work of grace has been done in your heart, I'm sorry, I say this tenderly, but according to the Bible, you can't go to heaven, and that means you have to go to hell. But I want to tell you something. Jesus died for you that He might avail to you grace this morning. He'll forgive you. He'll change you. He'll cleanse your heart. Your past and future will be forgiven, and one day you'll end up in heaven. But I want to say to us that are saved, I want to tell you something. Grace is not something we need only when we get saved and then the rest of our lives we just do the best we can. Well, I need grace now. I need grace this afternoon. I need grace constantly. And that situation that has you bound, that problem you're in, that need you have, there's grace available. Do like Bartimaeus. Oh, God, I need you. I come to you helpless. I come to you knowing who I am, knowing my problem, knowing my need. But I come, just like when I came getting saved, I come helpless. But I come expecting and trusting and believing and leaning on you. Why don't you bring that situation to the Lord this morning and let Him have it. And let Him change you and the situation. Let's stand together.